So this is the second day, first lesson in the afternoon, customer care.
Okay. So welcome to the afternoon section. So this afternoon we will talk about customer care, which will be hopefully nice because we will have some role play in it, which we will play, we will just watch, and we will have feedback on your presentation from the class and from the facilitators. I just want to read, maybe I don't volunteer to read this quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Anybody?
A customer is the most important visitor at our premises. He is not dependent on us. We are dependent on him. He is not an interruption in our work. He is the purpose of it. He is not an outsider on our business. He is a part of it. We are not doing him a favor by serving him. He is giving us an opportunity to do so.
So, personally, when I became devotee, one thing that impressed me a lot was Srila Prabhupada. As soon as I read the first book, I was looking for faults. I mean, the philosophy was all right, everything was all right, but there is something that is missing, because, you know, if somebody does something, usually, in the material world, he wants something back. He has a purpose. But Srila Prabhupada didn't have any other purpose but the love for us. He cared for us, so he took his time, precious, valuable time. The sannyasi renounced. He was living in Vrindavan, he came here just to save us. In the same way, we should follow his footsteps. Of course, we will never become Prabhupada, but we can follow his instructions and his acharya. You know, he was preaching by example. So we can also try to follow his footsteps and care about the people that we are dealing with. The people that we are dealing with, they must be our most important goal. And in the way we are loving them, then the success will follow accordingly. So now I will break the class into 5 groups. Is that too early? No, everybody's here, more or less. So, yeah, the lady can come all together. Maybe you can move here. Or you can stay like that. I don't know how you feel comfortable. But you have to talk among each other. So, I will give you some situation. And you have to come up in, let's say, 10, 15 minutes at the most. Let's say 10 minutes. With a situation, you just prepare a situation according to what is written in this little piece of paper. And then I will tell you what to do later on. Yes, of course, you have to make a presentation. Somebody else will do the sankirtan devotee. Okay? Something not familiar with another group. So they will not know what I'm doing. Okay? 5 groups, you just...
Anaka?
Yeah?
It's not clear. This scenario, are you playing the sankirtan devotee in this scenario? Or are you just playing
each group has to play the scenario.
Okay. The sankirtan devotee is someone else.
From another group.
Okay, and he doesn't know what is your scenario.
Of course. This group knows about this scenario, but, for example, this Prabhu here doesn't know what this scenario is, so he will do the sankirtan devotee, for example, for this scenario. Okay? Is it clear now? Okay.
The group has to play their scenario, and the sankirtan devotee from a different group who doesn't know who you are and what he's dealing with,
yes,
will approach you.
You just
have to deal
you just
with
find out among your group who will be the sankirtan devotee. But he will not act in this scenario. He will act in another way. Okay? Okay, one more here, please. One more.
Yes, you're the customer. Yes.
You must have a wide books. So we must be anyone more devoted
here? You have to act this situation. Somebody will come and try to sell.
We need one or two companies here.
Thank you. life is a drama.
This
afternoon one. Every day one.
Gracias.
Before we start, please, Sankita Devoti here. Haribol, please, you can come here. Okay, now it's very important that all of you will see how this gentleman, the Sankhya devotee, will act in this particular scenario. And afterwards, we need the feedback from all of you.
Okay, I did not get
what did you get? And what's going on?
Perspective is proud. What is he proud about?
It's a different scenario.
No, it's a different scenario. You don't know what it is. That's the fun.
You understand?
Okay, this scenario.
You're just a book distributor, and you don't know what is the situation, but you're gonna find out.
Okay, this situation is a studio of a doctor. You just ring and go in. Chuck, CG.
Okay, I'm just agreeing on. I never distributed book, but I'm trying to.
Okay. Don't worry, this is a doctor, you just dream, and whatever happens, happens.
Am I not going to sit?
Check his name at the door!
Okay, silence! Oh, shut. Ding ding.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Out!
You understand? Hare Krishna, Doctor.
Yes. What is that?
I have come to this new book.
Oh, are you one of these Hare Krishnas?
You guessed it, right?
Oh, okay. So, have a seat, please.
Thank you so much. My name is Sorry.
Speak loud! So, what it is about?
I'm trying to sell one of these books. You see, this is Bhagavad Gita.
To tell you frankly, you know, so not much time to read books. But are you these Hare Krishnas who chant the street?
That's obvious. They are very popular. But you know, once you start reading one page, I bet you are addicted to it. You can see how bright and happy, blissful, cheerful our devotees look.
Yeah.
Although you're a doctor, you earn much, honestly speaking.
No. You're a very nice boy, And I like you, Hare Krishna. You're very, very nice, But you see, I've got 20 people waiting here, So I really
don't know. That's what I'm trying to do. Not taking much of your time. You just have to give me donations. And this will make you work better your patients will be very happy with you once you start reading your book. This book, and then you'll be able to treat them well. You'll treat them with your heart.
But are you one of these who do this Food for Life program also?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I'll tell you. I'll give you a contribution. Yes. Okay, I'll give you something. Yeah. I'll tell you 1,000 rupees. Okay?
You're a very nice doctor.
You have 5,000 rupees, you have, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm confident. But this I cannot guarantee, I will have a look, but I'm so busy.
No,
you just have a look.
It's me! I'm back from grocery!
Huh? What is that?
It's me!
Oh, darling, this is you, huh?
You have a visit.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I love this book, it's very interesting. I'm doctor of the body, but the soul is nice also,
As if we have time for such things.
Yeah. But you love this also. Let me read these books,
This man is insane very much.
Louder!
This man is insane very much, is he?
You think insane? What?
You must say something.
Try to convince her. Try.
Mataji, I bet you just look at that Krishna's picture and you'll start reading the whole book.
Well, not me. That's for sure, not me. And my husband doesn't have any time,
Yeah, I have time, yes.
But you've got 20 customers waiting. patience. I think this is...
Please tell me.
This is not necessary. We've got other concerns in our lives.
You do with your concerns 100 times better when read this book.
And why?
You know what to read. You know,
I just have to take your word for it.
Look at me, I have left everything for this.
So now you expect us to become like you?
I pray and I wish I could make you like me. Yes, I'd be very happy.
Well, thanks a lot, but no thanks.
Excuse me, she says.
Okay, let them stay here. Now what we do is called the debrief. Have you heard of a debrief? Okay, there was a situation here. It has been a common situation. It has all occurred to us in one form or another. Now we do the debrief. Now, when you mention something, first you give some positive feedback and then you show some room for improvement. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, so who wants to start? Okay.
Bueno, if the doctor doesn't know, how you can go to one doctor's house if the doctor is not the body and tell the Christian doctor?
Now first you have to say something positive.
Bueno, yeah, positive.
So what is positive?
Positive is another thing very good. Bueno, the doctor very, very nice. Bueno, this is
bueno.
For normally, it's not my sister, but very nice the doctor. And he is very nice about Krishna.
You want to direct?
Okay, so he was addressing very respectfully. He came in, doctor, good morning. And but one thing that you should do in the first place is to give the book. Because if you were talking about the book, but you were keeping the book in your hand. And it's much more easy when dealing with a person that is looking at the book, looking at the bag, looking at the pictures, if it is open, etc. And another thing is when the lady comes in, when there is another, in the scenario, comes another person, you have to involve immediately the other person. Immediately. So you have to stand up. When the lady comes in, you have to stand up. And when you understand that the lady is the wife, the doctor, oh, good morning, how are you? I heard you went to the grocery, so it was a nice day for you. I'm such and such, and you do the whole thing again for her, like you met her for the first time. Otherwise, if she feel neglected, and in this time she was not very, you know, inclined to her spiritual life or whatever for her reason, then you are caught up. You cannot say anything. They were just talking among each other and you were just looking. And you are not conducting the deal. You are just a watcher. Something else?
Hare Krishna. It was very nice as you came and you got like a nice proud person. So it was very good. And it will be even better if you introduce yourself first. When you come and you meet a person, like you said that you are a monk or your name, so that will be improved. Otherwise,
I didn't have to because he knew me.
But how did you know?
He said he said immediately, ah, you are.
He said the Hare Krishna. He said you are the Hare Krishna. He said it. So you
take that action.
Anything else?
When you first enter, you should first introduce yourself with introducing that you are from ISKCON, what is ISKCON. You should tell them. Once the party says that I know ISKCON, I have seen these people chanting and all. Oh, I see. You have seen. When you have seen? Where did you see? Something to develop this interest on them. And then you give the book to him. In the meanwhile, you can just explain about the book. And then, slowly, you have to explain about the book. Then he will be going through it and then say what is the content of the book. Read it. Then he will start. Another one?
It was very nice that you were
like joking, yes, we are very famous. Mm-hmm. But then he gave you donation and you even didn't thank him. Yeah, you said, oh, you're very generous, thank you very much, nice gentleman. It's obvious that you have good karma.
You came with a very nice humble attitude. Like the whole appearance, how you come, it shows like a certain character. So at a given point we told you that something about how you are, and you said you want to become like me, yes, like if you read this movie you will become like me. But this is very tricky, you have to be careful when you say that, because they may interpret that you are inviting them to take a renunciation and leave their identity. Yes. But these people are involved in a certain lifestyle. So what do you need to make them understand is that they can keep their own lifestyle, yes, and still be able to be.
Once more, Prabhu?
Well, I thought that sincerity and realism was very good, your honesty and your straightforwardness is very genuine. And if you were a little more assertive, Prabhu, I think maybe it would be a little wide. Did you understand?
Assertive.
You know what assertiveness is?
Actually, basically, I'm not a very social person, so I get used to this.
Okay, so thank you very much. So now group number two will come. And the Sankirtan devotee from number three will come. Okay, so you are on the street.
Come on, let's go to the movies. There's a nice movie showing. Hey, look, it's over there.
It's on the street.
Oh no, maybe it's
on the street.
We're on the street. Look out for the car.
Oh, come on.
Cross the road.
Excuse me, sir.
Wait a minute. I have something for you. That's it.
Face the audience and
not
speak.
Not with the back to us, you have to be facing us.
Okay. Excuse me, sir. Wait a minute. There's something interesting for you. There's a book about meditation and yoga.
Meditation?
Yeah. I'm a monk coming from Hare Krishna, you know? Hare Krishna.
Oh, Hare Krishna. He's from Hare Krishna. You know Hare Krishna?
Yeah, we know Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, try to help people how to be happy. So this is a book about meditation and yoga.
Okay.
Then how to do yoga meditation.
Did you have
a book? We've heard so many things about this. Sex.
Maybe you only have a little
bit. That's good. So you want to give this to us, huh?
Yeah, this is
it's a gift. It's what you said, it was a gift.
Yeah, it's a gift.
You also give a gift.
Okay, we also give you a gift. It's our.
Tell them what we think about this.
You see, we have also this pamphlet. It's also a gift for you.
We are speaking our e-books. We have all over the world, many people.
So, last of all,
some contribution for this.
Don't interrupt, first of all. We also giving spiritual literature for free, right? We witnesses see ours. You see, this is our pamphlet for you. So we just have nice exchange. Is it okay? Say something.
You can mention more. Loudly,
my friends.
Yeah. He also has a religious book, so it's really beautiful. And we're going to put in our
library.
Yeah, we'll put in our library. We have our church library. That would be good.
But you have to give more things, help more people, so you can give some contribution.
No,
so
let's
do the. We should take this package.
I'm seeing water and having food, clothing, everything. I'm distributing books.
So
what is your contribution? Yeah, I'm bigger. I like go to people, give the books, then so I have some contribution.
So this book is for us. So you want to give it as a form of charity?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Charity should be given. I was reading your book before. Charity in the mode of goodness should be given at the right time, at the right place.
And your Lord Chaitanya.
Your Lord Chaitanya. Now, Makari Bahuda Anita Sarada Shakis. Anytime, any place, any circumstances correct for charity. So therefore we should accept. What do you think?
So you should also give some charity in return.
He's given you, he's given you his
thanks for the brother.
Riva!
He was really enthusiastic. He was giving the book in the hand. He was looking in the eyes. The presentation was very good. But, you know, the environment was very difficult. And he got stuck when there was the exchange, you know. So maybe in this situation, if you couldn't make it clear that the book is, for a donation, just let it go. You know, it was too difficult. It was boring. You just take it and then find, read it, please, and come and visit us in the Sunday feast. Just turn this negative into positive. The, you know, the third page, there are all the list of our center. Come and visit us. You know, you're welcome to everyone. This is a book for everyone. You just, you know, read it and become Krishna conscious. This is my advice. Any other? Was it good for me?
It was a very difficult situation. You tried and then you tried again, so credit to you for that. Since there were four of them, I believe, you tried a little bit to put the book in his hand and he wouldn't take it. I would have tried a little harder, or someone else might have tried a little bit harder with better luck. And if not, then you've got three other guys to put in their hand.
Yeah.
You go, okay, in someone's hand. Then you start your presentation. That's what I would have done.
It was very good presentation. We were very confident from the beginning, very enthusiastic, like people said. In addition to what Vasily said, there were other three people at the beginning. I felt like we were addressing only one of them. We totally ignored the other people. We didn't even speak to them. We were speaking directly only to one of the members. We should have kind of opened it to all of them. Not only trying to give the book to other people, but also speaking to the other people to ask the questions to the different
people. But there is more than one person in the meeting, you have to make eye contact with each one. And among them, you choose the easiest one from the body language. This comes from experience, of course. But maybe now the Sankirtan devotee will feel a little bad because, you know, they will have difficult situation to deal with. But this is very important, and this exercise will teach you a lot more than any other situation in the real. That's my experience, for example. When I did it some years ago.
I have a question. In this case, that the customer don't want to take the book, what should do then?
Actually, they wanted to take the book, but for free.
No, but in the beginning, they don't want to take the book.
When somebody doesn't want to take the book, then there is some, this is a body, negative body language. Like 90% of the person, they don't take the book in their hand, at the end they don't take the book. But 10% they take the book anyway, so you have to try anyway.
It seems that some situations in the beginning are predestined. I mean, they were trying to like make fun of him, so they weren't very serious. So it was in the beginning almost clear that at the end they don't have the intention to take a book.
Yeah.
Maybe it requires a great deal of purity to reverse the situation.
Yeah, it takes some expertise and some boldness. You have to be bold, you know, when you are alone and you face four people, you have to be courageous, you have to...
Because the job maybe with them also, go in their mood.
And also be able also to step back, it's not written that everybody should, hopefully everybody should take a book, but unfortunately the majority they don't take. So when there is a back situation, then can also step back. But this was not the case. They wanted the book. The point was that they wanted it for free. That's the dilemma. Somebody else, do you have a question?
Remembering what the Prabhupada said in the earlier, that if you ask for 1,000 and 500 and 100, that might be the 100. So I remember some Sankirtan devotees I have seen. When they face a group, they immediately, with a lot of confidence, pull out of their bag a book for everyone.
Yeah.
They just pull in everyone's hand.
Yeah.
So everyone has a book now. And they, at least in the end, they will take one book. At least. Because now everyone has to take a book. They say, okay, I don't want that, no. But someone will say, okay, maybe.
This is also dangerous if, well, for example, it's quite common if a person is negative, and she said, or he said, this book, I don't want it. Then the friends are influenced by that. So you have to see quickly by body language and eye contact, which one are the, at least, from the outside, the best customer, future customer, and give to them the book. And just wait for the others that you are not sure of. Otherwise, one person negative can spoil the whole situation. This happened many times, in especially public offices.
I wonder in the situation of the group, I was only thinking that I should find out who is the group leader, because if he agrees, then everybody will agree. But if I go to somebody who is a follower, he will always look at the group leader, what does he say?
This he got right, because the group leader was, right? Nikolaviton. So he got it right. Immediately, he understood who was the leader. Let's go here, let's go there. He was giving direction, so he addressed him. This was good. And the other was also good, but there is always room for improvement. Okay, last question? Or feedback to
express appreciation that he was struggle until the end. I would give up for sure. I would not say,
yeah.
For the stupid guys, I just take book and go away. Go give them book for free, whatever. And so it's good that you keep trying. And but bad side was that you said it was gift. It was what we were waiting for. It was our, gift. He said it. You say gift, it's 10%.
I very much appreciate your enthusiasm because you're very energetic and you identified the leader of the group. For me personally speaking, there's different types of scenarios. After a couple of years of Sankirtan, you know how to judge a situation. So you know Jehovah's Witness, okay, this is scenario 275B. This is how it's going to play out. So don't persist for too long. And group leader is right, but sometimes also people have a mind of their own. So it's good to have a book in everybody's hand. Somebody might take it. Not in this case, because they usually work in packs. But what I've also seen is that sometimes devotees go and they do the trains or the buses or the offices and they give everybody a book and then they say something and then they take the book back from everybody. And it's a lot of work. So you rather just find out who is the person who actually looks at you and who listens to you. And you just deal with that person. And then once the other people see, have you ever seen in a marketplace like a swap meet or a market where people sell, those things, how to grade carrots and stuff? Those guys who are talking, professional salesmen, they always make a connection with that person who's the most eager. And they make a quick sale, right there in the beginning. And then all of a sudden the other people, they get drawn to it, and they, oh, look at him, he bought it, you know, he's got money out. And then everybody's going like, okay, I want some too, you know. And then he waves money around and hands goods like that. So instead of just speaking to the crowd, who is the crowd? Nobody. Pick that individual who you find the most appreciative, the most interested. But in this scenario, you were unfortunately losing right from the beginning. So I would have just, you know, said, Hare Krishna, have a nice day, move on. But you did well. And it's the enthusiasm that counts. Krishna appreciates your enthusiasm. Even they didn't take, you were in a positive spirit, and the next person you met, for sure, would take a book for you. I'm convinced.
Yeah. How to give it to all those people who want to exchange with one book of their own?
Who want to?
Exchange.
Exchange something, new book against another book.
We're not out here to exchange books or to exchange opinions.
Why
you just say it the way it is? That we're not out here to argue with you. We're not out here to exchange ideas or to exchange books. But we're out here to distribute these books, and you can just give a contribution to pay for the printing, and that's done. And they have to accept that. It's not you who makes that program. It's just the program. So in this way, it's not your fault. This is just the way how it's going on. If you don't like it, you know, that's the way how it is. So in this way, they won't take you personally. Okay, we got to move on here. Next group, please.
Okay. Group number 5.
So the customer?
Yeah. And the Sankirtan devotee from group number 1.
Yes, I love that.
So this is on the street?
Very interested in this book in the beginning, so
yeah, but, please tell me. You know, I'm not so sure. what type of yoga are you doing?
This is a yoga of love and gratitude. Bhakti
no,
yoga.
No, not for me. Yeah. I'm sorry. why do you want me to give you a book?
Because you are a very special person. You can do the book first. You said that you are interested in yoga.
That's perfect. I'm a bit suspicious. You're part of these programs, you know, you are. They don't
yeah,
do some
just,
kind of brainwashing, something,
oh.
Or. You look like brainwashed, you know.
No, no, it's not brainwashed. You can ask me whatever you want. We are not brainwashed. Everything is very logical, you know. I can explain everything nicely, whatever you want.
Because now I think about it, but this group, you know, I heard on television that you know it's very dangerous sex and all.
What
and
sect? What?
Yeah,
I haven't heard this word before.
You know,
what does it mean, sect? I haven't heard
they
this.
They say that you go there and you cannot get out. So they keep you.
No, but I'm here. Out. I'm sorry, you know. I'm all the time out. You know. So it's
yes,
not.
But yes, you want to go back.
Yeah, I want to go back because I like it. It's not that I'm forced or something. I just do it. This is voluntary. You know, everyone has a free will. So please
do you
keep
that,
the.
What they say on television is not true. And,
of course, they're lying. But what can we do? We are trying to make
but
everyone happy.
The Hainishan, this movement was bona fide. I mean, we didn't know it. You know, that they tell on television.
Yeah, you read
so
the book, then you understand. The proof of the pudding is in eating, so first you read the book, then you can judge by your own. It's like whatever they say in the television, it may not be true. But if you read the book, then you may understand and you may
so
judge.
So where is it written that it's not a sect?
Yeah, it's here. Sarvadharmam parityajam amikam sharanam vraja mahantam sarvapapyam mokshesham imashucha. This is a Sanskrit, you may not understand it, but you understand the translation. So you see, just give up all kind of religions and just
happy. So
at the end, did you keep the book or did
yeah,
you buy
it? Yeah, it's a nice guy.
It's a nice guy. All right. Okay. Deep.
So do you have any feedback?
Nothing but very good,
really
very good.
Yes,
wonderful. It was a nice mood. He would not become irritated or something. He was still keeping very, very good feeling to this person. Even they were arguing, but it was very positive. It was not too much.
Okay, it was a very good presentation, very good approach. You came out with very good reason why she has to read the book and keep the book, and you were not like scared or whatever, you were very calm and tranquil, and you did a very good thing that you should give a little earlier in the exchange to open the book and read out of it, because you know when the books, if you are talking but you know the book is still closed, then you know it doesn't manifest really. But if you read something from the book, then the situation may change. So very, very good. Very good presentation.
Yeah, very well.
So now who's left? Your group? So your group?
Still there.
And Sankita Mataji will come. So this is also on the street?
No, it's university.
Ah, it's on. It's in
university.
Campus. University campus.
Mataji.
Arriba.
You have some books? Speak loud. Very loud.
I'm sort of already reading my study book too.
Yes, you don't have much time to understand. You're studying. I'm also going very fast, you know. I went out to distribute those books. I'm sure them I came today here in the university. And it's very interesting. It's these scriptures from India.
There are very interesting verses in Sanskrit inside which you can read. And you can learn some.
So this is like old stuff?
Yeah, this is very traditional, but it applies to the modern language.
How does it apply to the cool? Like, I mean, I do mechanical engineering, how does it really apply to that? It looks like it's more like it's religious or something.
No, so that's the book that comes from the Veda. The Vedas are the most antique scriptures in the world. And through those books, we get even modern science. All the sciences of today are derived from the...
So there's a section in here about, what, engineering? So what's your science? So it's religion, it's not science.
It's not only, because how I feel embarrassed now, because we are here.
So I'm not here.
Level. Of course, there was not another chair. Yeah, but for Mataji
it's
not.
That's why I was thinking.
Yeah. But one thing that when he had the book in his hand, you shouldn't take any book out of his hand. You just, when you open the book in his hands, but leave the book there. You present yourself very nicely. You are very kind. The voice was a little problem because you have to modulate the voice, like, you know, not monotone, but...
You understand what modulate means?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to speak up and then you speak slow and then you speak a little bit. This way you catch their attention, otherwise it becomes monotonous.
This is very important how to you, you talk, you know. If you talk like... and it becomes... And he was very distracted from these things. And one he said, oh, this is old stuff. You can catch, if you have listened properly, then, you know, old stuff, he said, you, in this case, you, because he was very proud, you say, wow, you really know what you're saying. This is the most old thing you ever saw in your life. You are very learned. And in this way, you will catch his attention because he's very proud of himself. So this would be done. And small donation at the end. Donation. If you say small donation, then you have this 10 rupee on your forehead, and he will give you a small donation. If you ask for donation, maybe it might be big donation. You never know. So now it's last group, right? Acting and the last Sankirtan devotee. Give me the slip. Sorry, I remember what it is. They tune. So what is this? Ah, on the street. You are on the street.
Yeah, okay. $3 million? No big deal. Okay.
I'm busy. You're in a hurry?
Yeah, I'm hurry.
Oh, I'm also Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Something about that? I don't need to.
Are you sure you know Sanskrit? At least you have Sanskrit. Yes. All Indian language, about 5,000 years old. I could tell you much more, but you are in Harvard myself.
Yes.
So, you see, it's beloved beloved book of Mahatma Gandhi, you know him? Great soul, you also great soul.
Yeah.
So, usually it's cost 22 euro.
22?
Yes. In our temple, temple in Bristol, right?
Okay.
So today we don't have some fixed price, people just give contribution for the print cost.
How much giving people?
Usually people give 10 euro, nice people give them also 20. So look at
your okay. I give you
Oh, nice. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay, I give some small gift for your wife, it's a cooking book.
Okay.
And in the end of this cooking book are our addresses. You please come and visit our temple.
Okay, thank you very much.
Everybody wants to meet this this person.
Feedback from the audience.
I appreciate how he was very fast. He did what we said before the 7 minutes mantra. He did everything very quickly. He said many things, but it was all very
very well approached, and his explanation about the book, and also he, when the guy said he is some subject, he said accordingly he turned his taste and then showed something in the book.
very good presentation. Okay.
I think that was many good points, but I just wanted to mention a couple. Was he was chanting to begin with.
So what?
He was chanting Hare Krishna to start with. So praying to Krishna constantly, which is what we should do in between every interaction. And also, we weren't too scared to stop him even though he was on the phone. So we should never let our mind get the better of us. We should always, you know, just try. But don't be scared to try someone even if they're on the phone or if you think they're not going to take or they're not going to stop. Just try anyway. What's the loss, you know? I appreciated that a lot.
Actually, I tried to wait until he's finished.
Yeah.
If you mentioned.
Still, there was some kind of... You made it known that you were there, you know? Like, when you first walked in, he was on the phone. You didn't just let him walk past, you got his attention somehow.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much for your next presentation. Actually, you could catch the attention of this very busy businessman. As far as group recruitment is concerned, I think I heard that he asked for the first time, how much is it? And then he didn't respond. You went on with your explanation, and I think in that kind of situation maybe you could have answered immediately, because actually the big fish was caught already, and maybe it was a good time to book. If you had answered immediately, how much it was.
Since he was speaking on the phone about $3 million deal, maybe you could have asked for a set or more books or bigger donations, something very...
Good point. I think
so
it was a very good example of turning negative into positive when you asked him if he was busy or he was in a hurry, and then he answered yes to that, which is what you want yes, and then he said, well, I'm also a hurry, a Hare Krishna. That's really excellent.
So this is,
you know, this is the kind of thing that changes people's disposition altogether. Yeah, so I think I witnessed an expert presentation.
But I need more negative.
Yeah, more.
Say something.
Well, the presentation was quite good. Good sense of humor. So the use of humor was appropriate. You are in a hurry, Hare Krishna. This is very nice. And good mantra. It was, okay, you are in a hurry, I understand. He was very sensitive toward the need of the person. He was, you know, he's in a hurry because he has to go to office, so he was concerned. And good use of praise. He was praising me, you know, like, you know, you are, what he said? You are
successful a person.
Successful person, you know, I can see that you are, you know, you have, you know, obtained something, you know, what are you doing, the field you are dealing with. And room for improvement is that such a good person, once you find it, I mean, the interaction in the beginning was just perfect. But then when, like Vasudev Prabhu said, you know, when you find this person, or also the Mataji said, then you can build up a little bit, you know. He was talking about $3 million, so he said, you know, people like you can just be, you know, illimited, you know, or just, you know, this is, oh, gave you $100, and say, okay, just, you know, wait, I have something for you. Then you bring the set and say, just add a little bit more, and you get the whole series. I mean, you can say many things with this type of person, but very good job. Ravina.
Yeah, I like very much how convinced you were about being a Hare Krishna, and how sure you were about the book. Also, when you explained the Sanskrit, and he didn't know anything about it, you made it very sure, you know, that this is like the most normal thing that there is. So, for him to say, no, I don't know this, means like I'm stupid, you know? So he doesn't want to admit that. So you kind of just go on, carry on. Usually people are so favorable, to give them anything less than a set is kind of violence. So to take 100 for a Gita and a cookbook is letting them off easy. So you sold yourself cheap. He could have given a couple of hundred. People like that, once you get the 100, you can give them a cookbook and move them on nicely, or you can say, you know what, you're a very special person. I got something very special for you. Then you take them to the car, you show them the Bhagavatam set, and then the person is like, well, how much? And you say, well, usually, you know, it's like 500 or 600, but
you know, do the best you can. And then usually they give you another 200 or 300 and you sold your set, and he just takes the box and walks away. Same effort, same thing. He's already convinced, he already said yes. You don't have to convince him anymore. So.
I never did sets before. I also don't approach such people usually.
But sometimes they approach you, so you have to recognize them. Because Krishna is sending them to you. Then you can, with one effort, you can give him 20 books. Otherwise you have to convince 20 people. You see, a book distributor who distributes a lot of books is not convincing a lot of different people, but is convincing a good number of people to take a lot of books. So that's how you can really increase your score.
Okay, thank you.
So now we have 15 minutes, is that right? 15 minutes. I just want to read some statistics. I think you have in your handbook, page 18-19. 18-19. So, I want one volunteer to read the statistics. One who has a very loud voice. Stand up, please.
Only 4% of dissatisfied customers ever complain to the organization about the cause of their dissatisfaction. 96% of dissatisfied customers go away quietly. 91% of dissatisfied customers never come back.
We can continue.
Survey on why customers go away. 68% leave because of indifference towards the customer by the owner, manager, or employee. A typical dissatisfied customer will tell 8 to 10 people about his or her problem. 1 in 5 will tell 20 other people. It takes 12 positive service incidents to make up for 1 negative one. Customer loyalty is worth 10 times the price of a single purchase. Yet the average business spends 6 times as much to make new customers than to keep existing ones. Quality customer service is the key to success in any organization.
So, thank you. So we see that also these are material figures. Sometimes we have this feedback from the students, you know. But this is, you know, this is the material world. This is about, you know, the dealing for material things. But nevertheless, this 78% and everything else is real. So we also have to apply it in our society, in our good distribution. Of course, our is a spiritual motivation, etc. But we have to keep in mind these numbers, because sometimes a person is not satisfied, but it doesn't show immediately. Like, you know, we read here, 96 they go out and they don't show up anymore. I mean, 91 don't show up anymore. 96 they just go away quietly, they don't see. So, now we have the things to do and things not to do. Up to now, there are any questions? Did we exercise it before? With these figures. So, we have to be correctly motivated.
You have a question?
It's not really a question, it's a...
I didn't see you, I'm sorry.
My personal experience, when I first came in contact with the devotee, because the person didn't greet me like...
Can you speak loud? I can hardly hear you, and I'm sitting very close.
When I first came in touch with the devotees, because the person didn't greet me nicely, I didn't come to the temple, and like this I lost 10 years. Wow. But I won't have become a devotee at that time. And 10 years later only I re-approached the devotee because of a bad impression.
So you see how important is the first approach with the person. So the things to do are to be correctly motivated and trying to really help people. In other words, you know, caring for the people our goal. You know, we want them to become as happy as we are. That's why we are out there with these books. Be genuinely interested in the person. Like, put yourself in the shoes of the person and see, you know, what it's like. You know, like you meet a like the businessman, and you see he's in a hurry, and you genuinely, you know, from the heart, you see that, you know, you are taking some of his time, which is very precious. He's talking about $3 million. So this is, you know, you care about him, you know, and try to do everything is that is possible to have a nice situation for him or her, whatever. Be personal, treating each person as a unique individual. Like Lavina said before, when you are dealing with a person, it doesn't exist anything else. There is only you and the person. You have to give full attention, 200% of attention, of whatever, you know, body language, what some feedback also sometimes comes from the person. You have to be very attentive. Introduce yourself and ask the customer's name. This is another way how to be personal with the person. Just ask the name, what is your interest, what are the area of your interest, if there is a chance, what you like, what you don't like that. Try to always see good qualities. Like, don't be on the negative, always be on the positive. You know, this is good. Always talk about positive. Never say no, this, no, that. Just say yes, this, yes, that. Try to see the good in everything. If there are any questions or something is not clear, just raise hands.
It's like sometimes the people may say, oh, I don't read. And you say, wonderful. This is for the book, for the people who don't read, you know? And it might sound stupid, but the person will actually understand the irony and the stupidity of his own statement. And, you know, you say, this is a book for people who don't read. You know, there's pictures inside, and like that. And then he gets it, you know? Before, they don't get it. They think they're very smart. They say so many things. So, you put him on the spot, but you do it in a nice way. You don't argue with them, what you don't read. You always read, you were just reading the newspaper. But you do it in a nice way, like that. And whatever they say, even if it is something negative, you turn that into a good quality. That is the skill of a psychic devotee.
Another good response to this is that I don't read. And you can answer, you are not meant to read this, because this is speaking directly to your heart. You don't even have to, just keep it in your home and you will see the difference. This is a big, you know, you will be really bewildered because it doesn't know how to respond to this. What was your name? Mataji?
We'll do that tomorrow with challenges. We're getting more into that.
You can say, you can take it for somebody else, for your friend.
Yes, of course. As a present, you can take it as a present for somebody else. Especially during the winter marathon, we are near Christmas, so this is a good mantra, counter mantra. You take it for someone as a present. Let's go on. Listen carefully and give your undivided attention. You already dealt with it. Be personal, treat each person as a unique individual. Listen carefully. We have to listen. Listen what they say. Because sometimes, just, you know, like the Mataji was, he was talking about old stuff. You can turn this one from negative to positive just with a little use of praise. You know, oh, you are a very intelligent young man. You know what is old and what is not old. And then you build up on that. Maintain eye contact. Eye contact is really potent. Chandrasekhar Acharya told one story that in the States, you remember? You were there also, in the Sankirtan meeting in Punjab. He said that the soldiers were easy target for the Sankirtan devotee. So practically all the soldiers, because they are trained to say always, yes sir, they always took books. So there was one cargo coming with, full of soldiers. So that the commander, the general, had, you know, was speaking to the soldiers, said, now we are going to land and you will find this Hare Krishna with books. One thing, never look them in the eyes. It's very dangerous. So eye contact is very, very important. Smile. Smile is, you know, like a passepartout, you know, they say in French, you know, passepartout, a key that can open all the doors. You know, when you see a person smiling, everybody wants to be happy in this world. When a person is smiling, obviously he's not sad. So, and if he's smiling, not only with the muscles of the face, but with the heart, then he's even more attractive, because, you know, this is showing the inside. Be polite and courteous. Courteous. How do you pronounce this?
Courteous.
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 So always, no matter what happens, just keep going on this very suitable you said, but always be polite to the person. Also, if the person is not polite towards you, you just don't turn off the charm, never. You just continue, and of course, if the person is blaspheming or whatever, you just take a leave, but politely, without saying anything back. Be honest and sincere, always mean what you say and say the truth. This is the best way to do sankirtan, the easiest way. If you take the way of lies, that is very difficult, extremely difficult. Then, like 99.9%, you're going to drop sankirtan because it's too difficult. If you say the truth, much, much, much more easy. It's not everything in it, but it helps a lot, really a lot. Be warm and friendly. This makes the person like feel at home. Sometimes you can also touch the person if you, I mean, I do it very often, not with the ladies, but with the men. I don't, you know, sometimes I just pat on the shoulder or grab the arm a little bit. You know, you just feel when there is room for that. And this makes, you don't have to do it at any cost, but this also is kind of, you are close to them, you know, you care for them, and you don't show it only with words, but also with acting. Demonstrate both courage and consideration. In other words, sometimes there are environments which are quite difficult to get in. You will get in a nice session where you have to meet many people all at once. This is very difficult, like we saw before. And but you have to be bold. You have to, you know, you have to have courage. Just go in, no matter, you know, what happened. Krishna is behind you. He is arranging the whole situation. We don't have to worry about it. Krishna has already set a very nice situation. We just have to get in and do our best. Always praying Krishna to inspire us. Everything is already settled. Krishna is very kind. Leave your details, offering further assistance if the customer desires. In other words, if the customer needs more time, maybe you don't have time on the spot, but you can give the card and say, you can call me at any time, come to the Sunday feast. Right now I'm busy, I have some engagement, somebody's waiting for me, whatever. But I'm here for you. And this, you know, this card shows that I'm here for you. Just call me whenever you want. And do it.
I have experienced that when I give my address and telephone and say, please call me, and they say, yes, of course, I will call, of course, number, and they never call. But if I take their number in there, then I can relate to them.
Yes, yes, this is also good. If you find somebody, this is the old lesson numbers. 17, about you know, get into customer care more deeply, which is follow up the people. And when you find somebody who is really interested, who is really fired up about Krishna consciousness or whatever inspires, there are many categories of persons that can be followed up. Then you take their numbers, their address, you write to them, etc. This is very good. So, now the don'ts. Don't ignore people who like assistance, even if you're busy. So, you know, if there is some instance, if somebody is coming and you are talking with somebody, you can give him a book, and somebody comes, oh, you are Hare Krishna, where is the temple? You say, if there is time, you say, okay, here, just wait 1 second, here is my card, just, you know, well, I'm in a hurry, okay, just call me later and I will give you, or just wait a second and then you finish your meeting with the person and then talk with this person. Obviously, positive. And if somebody needs help, don't force yourself upon people, nor pressurize or harass them. Like if you see somebody who is a little, like Davida said this morning, like timid or not sure, weak-minded, then don't put too much pressure on these persons. You just, you know, leave the pressure out. When you see that these persons, they feel a little bit uncomfortable. This happens quite, not often, but sometimes it happens. So, if we are forcing ourselves, then maybe we get a good deal on the spot, but then Krishna is not satisfied, because this person will feel exploited, will feel bad, and so this is not pleasing Krishna. Don't be judgmental or critical of others, especially in front of your customer. That means, you know, don't criticize anybody, just be positive, don't make jokes about general weaknesses or black people or white people or yellow people, whatever. Just, you know, be polite. And I would say, talk on a high level way. You know, also, if you are not very learned, just talk in a nice way, you know, not involving others. But maybe, like Marina said, if you want to make a joke, make it on yourself. Okay? Don't be nasty, no matter how rude the customer may be. Just go away quietly. You know, they treat you bad, Hare Krishna. This is my karma that is going away. Krishna is going to teach me something. He has a lesson in a different way. So he's teaching me in a different way what to do and what not to do. Sorry.
People who are nasty or rude don't want to hurt you, but they are hurting. Means the people, they themselves are suffering. So it's not that they want to hurt you, but they themselves are suffering. So don't take it personal. Because people don't know what personal means. So don't take offense.
Don't switch off the char when it becomes clear that someone is not so interested in Krishna consciousness. That means, you know, somebody is not interested. Thank you very much for your time. Hare Krishna, see you another time. Don't worry, there will be another occasion. Have a nice day, like that. And with one thing I add in the do, I was forgetting, give attention to everybody participating in the deal. If you meet more than one person, just don't give attention to one person, but try to make eye contact with everybody and see which one is the most easy target for your book and approach it. So now we are going to break for 15 minutes. Thank you for your attention. And let's see you at 5:15. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back everybody. I know it's the last lesson of the day, it's Ekadasi. You haven't had your rice today, you haven't had your pizza today, or your khichdi or polenta, or your peanut butter sandwich, or whatever it is that you usually entertain as a staple food. So I know attention is a little bit down, so that's why we're going to see some movies, some clips, and you're going to comment on them. Now, what you have seen in the last lesson was very symptomatic. What we like you to do after this course, we want you to be able to analyze yourself. I know it's very hard. It's probably one of the most difficult things to do. That I'm standing here right now, and I'm talking and I'm doing things, and at the same time, that one part of my mind, of my brain, is perceiving of what I'm doing. You may think it's almost impossible, but it's not. It's just a matter of training. Like in the evening before you go to bed, just pause for a moment, just a couple of minutes, and think like what we did now. Okay, what went right, what went wrong? What was really positive, what was really negative? Where is there room for improvement? Anybody has tried to do that? Has it helped you? Did Krishna tell you? You know, okay, 2 points for that, minus 5 points for that, 10 points for that. Yes, it's a nice interaction. So it's a nice exercise. You can also keep a diary, you can keep a journal, however you want to do it. It's very important. Introspection is part of a devotee's life. So, if you're not that skillful and you can't do it yet, then ask a friend, somebody who's close to you, somebody who you trust, who you confide in. Please, watch me. Please tell me how I'm doing. Because this is imperative. We can't make advancement in spiritual life and we can't make advancement in our book distribution if we don't learn this art. Right now it's easier. We have workshops, you know, there's a lot of energy flying around. Everybody's all laughter and jokes and giggles. And it's great. Maybe not for the person who is sitting up front, but it's great for everybody else, right? But we have to learn how to do that towards ourself, self-examination. It's time for a little bit of honesty, a little bit of clarity. Because otherwise, all those great moments, they just slip us right by. We can perceive it in others, but why can't we perceive it in ourselves? We could, if you would actually be honest. And if you would take the time and put in the effort and actually become open-minded about it. After all, what's the big difference whether you're giving feedback to Devi Dasi or to such and such Dasi, or you're giving feedback to your own self? What's the big difference? Not such a big difference. And after all, you're just talking to your own self, right? It's not embarrassing. Nobody else is present. Nobody hears it. Yes?
If you give the feedback to yourself, should it be positive? Positive or?
Same thing. Don't be too hard on yourself. You know, pat yourself on the back a little, you know, for a while and say, yeah, you've done well. This was good, that was good. And here and there you could add or change or, you know, improve a little something. Same way, same strategy. Looks like you don't have a chair. You can take this one. So, any questions to this? And don't think, oh, this is all psychoanalysis, this is all bullshit, you know, this is Freud and Fromm and here and there, and we don't need all this. No, this is exactly what's going on in Bhagavad Gita. If you see how Krishna is dealing with Arjuna, how he's challenging him, how he's putting forward all the arguments, how he's testing him, this is exactly what's going on. This is Bhagavad Gita 101. We have to learn this, otherwise we can't improve. Otherwise, we'll always be trying to club the tree down. You know, you can take a club, like a baseball bat, and you can beat on a tree for a few years, and maybe eventually, the tree will, you know, will actually crumble. But if you take a saw and you sharpen the saw, it will be a matter of minutes, maximum hours, till you cut the tree down. So how much time do we actually spend on doing our work, and how much time do we actually spend on sharpening our saw? If you have to cut a tree down, then how would you choose? You know, how much time would you spend on making sure your instrument and you yourself are well equipped for the job? And how much time would you spend on doing the job? That's up to you to decide. You all make your own experiences. So for now in this lesson, we'll see a few clips, we'll hear a few comments, and we'll just try to relish and go deeper into what we've experienced today. These are just the tip of the iceberg. These are just some symptoms. This is just what meets the eye. There is much more underlying current there, which right now we might not perceive, we might not be able to perceive, but eventually you will be able to perceive. Because what you have seen is one level of perception. You know, it's called just 3D. But there is 4D, there is 5D, you know. There is emotions, there is prayer, there is spiritual energy, there is things which you can't see. But you learn how to work on those levels of energy too. And then it becomes really interesting. Then it really becomes bewildering. Then it really becomes intricate, right? Okay, but that's on another time. We'll just see some clips of devotees, and then we'd like to hear from you what went right and what went wrong.
Small books, so the point was just to get them out and get something.
Okay.
Yes, it's extremely fast. I mean,
but that's real. That's reality. That's real time. You know, this here was slow motion. That's real time. Because this is London, you know? You know how much parking costs in downtown London? Anybody knows?
Yeah.
How much?
At least £5 per hour, an hour.
£5 an hour. You know how much that is?
A lot.
The pound is about 75 rupees. It's about 400 rupees per hour for parking. Can you imagine that? Hare Krishna. Huh? 400 rupees per hour. Not for a week, not for a month, per hour.
He doesn't try to preach to her, he just small talks.
Why should you?
When she said, when she's looking for the money, he small talks.
Look at the surroundings, look at the place. You want to preach here? Do you want to argue with people? Do you want to convince them of anything? She's on her way to shopping, or she's done shopping, she's on her way back to work. But very nice presentation. Puts the book in her hand, gets her to, you know, yoga, meditation. Oh yes, yoga, okay. He goes for the yoga thing, she gives the donation, pleasant chit chat, she moves off, nice experience. God bless, Hare Krishna. I would say 8 out of 10, or 9.
Nice.
Nice. Yes.
So that devotee looks absorbed, it seems as if he's in touch with the soul. No?
Yes.
Because he can immediately be in a symphony with this person who's totally in another planet. Yes. And he's just crossing, and how he can immediately come with such a symphony so naturally.
It seems so easy, right? You know why he can do that? Because he's not thinking about anything else. He's not on the mental platform. Do you realize he's not on the mental platform? He's not hung up. Oh, I have to tell about this and that and the other thing. No. It's just, oh, you're going that way? Okay, here, this is for you. Take that, don't, and move on. Okay, next one.
Steve, may you guys speak English? Me too, well done. I don't want to be rude, but I know you're a good teacher. We're giving out books today. All about meditation and yoga and kind of stress. Have you ever heard of stress?
I think
you're right. So this is when I get happiness from an independent, more balanced person. And today we're just signing them out and we're raising donations to get in hand it up. Please, can you help?
I'm not
going
to
see you and
I can give you some change. So I
want to take a look. I've got a change if you need it, you have a note. Thank you though. Good luck spending it.
Thanks.
Okay, comments on that one?
It's not at all disturbed by the not positive outcome with him. And he gives a very good impression. And he is very self-confident despite the fact that they are not cooperating with him.
Yes, you said it's a fact. You can't change that. You've seen, you know, they were not moved at all by the donation thing. They knew that they want to go out and spend their money, but he was nice with them. Positive experience.
He laughed. Instead of wanting to spend money, he just laughed. He wasn't upset.
He was like, oh, you're going to go to hell, you know. You're going to spend your money on the crazy stuff, you know. It's not that.
I said basically he laughed because it was just a small girl. If it would be some student, maybe he would say him, what you gonna buy or something. He just let them go because it was a small girl. He could react differently by different.
Yeah, definitely.
He gave one book to each person, also this is important. He gave attention to both of them.
But why
did
they not take the book?
Because they want to spend another one.
I mean, have you seen these girls were maybe what?
16 years.
Yeah.
14, 15, like that, maximum 16. They were on their way to a shop. They knew exactly probably it's a Saturday. They knew exactly what they want to buy, how much money they have in their pocket. There's just no way, without completely steamrolling them, that he would get some decent donation off of them.
From?
Yes.
I'd just like to mention that in England there is a law that you can't distribute just religious books to children that are less than 16 years old, and there are many big problems temple like this. So what I do, I always ask if they look very young, what is their age? And sometimes it happens that they are interested in the book, but they have less than 16, so then I have to apologize and explain to them what's going on, because their parents may not be happy about that, and then they call the temple. And then when they found out that they...
Unless it's a punk and they live on the street and they have their dog and their six-pack, and then you see they're kind of independent, you know? They don't have to ask mom and dad. So then you can sell them a book and take it away. But if they're like, oh yes, so should I do this? Must I do this? And then you say, yes, yes, you must take it, you must give the money. Then you know you're in for trouble. Okay, good.
Actually, most of them were talking about yoga and meditation, and they were explaining about it. But people in general have this idea of stretching their hands and like, when you say about yoga.
Not necessarily. Yoga is a big, broad topic, and some of them think it's spiritual, some of them think it's just exercise. It's a big, broad topic. It depends what
those
it is for
think,
you.
Those who think that it was about exercise, and then they start reading it, they mean,
yeah, that's why it's good to always mention also meditation, karma, reincarnation, spirituality. And usually I tell people, you know, yoga is not just, the usual yoga is how to stretch your body, but this book tells you how to stretch your mind, how to expand your mind. Like that. And they like that. Any other points additional to that?
Helping somebody off.
Getting flies, yeah.
All right, you're going to copy, we'll sign up for it. Married or just friends?
I'm
going to happy to be married. But this is not meditation. I'll do it real quick because I don't want to hold you up. This helps to reduce stress. You heard stress, right? And I'm a monk. You know what a monk is? Not a pump, not a stop. That's me. We don't sell them. Just ask for a donation. Could you do a thermal donation? Help out? Where are you guys from? What part of the world? Oh, okay. London? Yeah, that's great. Are you reading on websites in it? Hi, thank you.
Okay, what happened?
He got him signed. He signed the book for him before he sold the book. So
yes.
The person felt obliged to buy the book.
Kind of, yeah. What else?
I saw that his partner, he said that, are you married? No, you look too happy to be married. At that moment, she just turned
off. She just took off. Yeah, she didn't like it.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
I talk to you with the judge. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe she could
hit like, is it better to use this phrase for a single person or if they are a couple?
It's up to you.
See how it works.
Your realization.
If you want to talk to two or to one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and maybe sometimes if there is a person which is negative, it's better to have
leave,
you know, so you can get the good one.
I missed, did she give the book back or did she take it?
No, he took the book. She just took off.
Yeah.
She just saw this book.
She
not
took
okay.
off.
We'll speak about challenging situations tomorrow. I like the energy. I like the smoothness, you know. He's got style. The thing of the signing the book, that works in certain places. In other places, it doesn't work so well. You have to see for yourself.
What do you do if you've signed and then...
I never do it. All our books are shrink-wrapped. I don't even like to open books. But that's a personal thing. I don't like to write into books, whether signatures nor nothing. But it's individual. It's for you to choose. Okay?
Sometimes I ask for...
Pardon me?
Sometimes I ask to write something.
Yeah. Then we got ourselves something else here.
Ma'am, excuse me, are you a passenger or are you just dropping somebody off? Passenger, okay, we get a copy and we'll sign it. Undercover movie star. People in some meditation yoga, I'll show you real quick. It explains about karma. Have you ever heard that expression? What goes around comes around.
You see what he just did?
He doesn't take the book back out of her hand. He leaves the book in her hand, he takes another book and opens it. Never take the book back. Never, never, never. Unless the person is a demon or you want to get rid of them. Never take the book out of their hand.
Well, except if they want to give it back to you.
Well, yes, but if you want to take it.
I saw so Vijayendra, he's taken back and he's sold.
Yeah, but this is more powerful. Because then in this way they keep it, they look at it, they get attached to it. You can try both ways, but usually I always leave it in their hands because that's better. They need the, you know, the association. So in the beginning, how he approached her, you know, you saw his eyes, boom, you know, he's right there. She has to concentrate right on him, you know. Make some joke, smooth talk, put the book there, flatter a little bit, say something nice, and interaction is going on.
He asked open-ended questions.
Where are you from? Italy. Okay, I'm a monk. You know what a monk is, right? Not a punk, not a scum. Monk, this is you. We don't sell them, we just ask for a donation. Could you give a donation to help out? Where are you from? Cologne, Milan?
Montreal.
Oh, yeah, it's up north, right?
Yeah.
How do you like Los Angeles? How do you like America? Yeah. What time is your flight?
What?
What time is your flight?
At 3.
Okay, you're okay, you're not late.
Smooth talking, keep it busy, keep it occupied, keep it rolling, don't stop, don't interrupt.
What's on meditation, yoga?
Yeah, I know, but I'm in the wrong. Thank you.
Okay, maybe next time.
I'm interested in Buddhism.
You will?
See, Buddhism book, other book.
It shows how the soul continues even after the body's finished, right? Karma and reincarnation, and the whole main subject of the book is
how
the
language comes. How he leans into it, you know, he's really going for it.
Can you read it? Is it the use of Buddhism? I'm a monk. Yeah, it's up there. So this is just a donation to help us out with the printing. It's just from your heart. You just give whatever you want to give. It's okay. Are you a married woman or single? You look too happy to be married. You look too happy to be married. So you're on a holiday, or?
I think you're from here.
Oh, okay. You were studying, or?
Yeah, that's
uh-huh. All right. What was your major?
Psychology.
Okay. So you're not just a pretty face. You're not just a pretty face. You have some brains up there, right? So did you like UCLA? It's a good school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're pretty supplied. People, okay, is there any chance you can pitch in a little bit more? Help us out with the printing? Okay, we'll let you know. Super discount for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, nice meeting you. I hope you enjoy the book. Okay, then.
What happened?
Wow.
Any comments? Yes.
He asked, the person said, it's from the heart, she gave me like $1.
Of course she gave $1.
Is that the dollar, huh?
Yeah, that's the famous dollar.
And then he was trying to get some more from her, but she was...
It's too late, game is over.
Yeah.
You got that $1 in your hand, that's all you're going to get.
They were speaking, and after that she said, no, I'm not interested. She gave the book back, but at this point she didn't give up. And it was amazing how...
Because he's really in a prayerful mood, you see? You see, he's really praying, he's really trying hard to get this girl to take a book. So all of a sudden, Paramatma, Super Soul, you don't know from where that comes. Oh, you know I'm into Buddhism. Boom! Tack! This book back, other book, boom, 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 back. Very good, you know? Very good. Sometimes people are, I'm not into that. And you take that back and you give something else, you know? Oh, okay, let me see this. Other points.
He wasn't disappointed for the small donation. He just tried a little bit, but he knew that, of course, you know, it was a very difficult situation. And he wasn't upset. He said, okay, that's okay. This is, we are happy to have and you have the book. Maybe that's it.
Sometimes you've already invested so much energy into an interaction, you're happy to get whatever you get. Have you ever had that experience? Called a long shot, you know? You already put so much energy into it, and you just want to have the book and have a positive experience. But I'm convinced
If you put a little bit more skill or finesse into the donation part, you would get more. But a lot of times, you see, what happens here is very symptomatic. For devotees, and I don't mean to criticize, this is just an analysis. This is Bhrigupati Prabhu, who's been doing books for almost 40 years, is one of our great teachers and mentors. But it's very symptomatic for the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, where devotees would just go out and distribute books and say, you just give whatever you give, you give. And they have done that for decades. And to unlearn that is almost impossible. It's become ingrained. It's become a second nature. Just like the way how we deal with each other, the way how we deal with ourselves, it becomes a second nature. You say people after 50 don't change anymore. I'm 40 now. I still hope I can change. It's hard to change. It's really hard. But we have to see this and say, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to clean up my act right now, right here. Because otherwise, I'm in for a painful time. I know devotees are great book distributors, but they just have problems with the money thing, or this thing, or that thing. And it always kind of, you know, weighs them down. So we should learn from those examples. All right? So,
continue on.
Today we get out the smoke for our students. Today we get out the smoke for students, young people. You know Swedish? Swedish? Swedish?
I need to understand Swedish.
Only English? Okay.
No,
I'm not going to die. Okay, but today we get out the smoke for students, young people. Hello. One moment. We give out these books to students and young people. I'm from Heidelberg. You like to read? Yeah, we want to deliver them knowledge about Buddhism and Hinduism. You have heard in school about that? No? How old you are? 40. So then you were old enough to read, huh? How old, please? So this book is the famous Bhagavad Gita, that contains wisdom about yoga, meditation, and reincarnation. You heard about reincarnation, life after life? Yes, wonderful. So usually I sell this book in the shop for 400 crowns, but today I give it away and ask for a contribution, a donation to print it. That's all. So you should be happy, no? A donation you can give, yeah? Okay, can I help you? You can give a donation? You don't know what a donation is. So donation is usually something what the people like to give for printing it. Most people give 100 crowns, some more, some less, but you can afford it. You have money with you? No, it's okay. Next time, huh? Bye. Hello. Today we give out this book for students and young people. I myself am from Heidelberg, in Austria, and we want to deliver that knowledge for ancient Buddhism in India. You heard about Buddhism?
Yeah.
Interesting, wonderful. This is the famous Bhagavad Gita. It is one of the top most books in the world about yoga, karma, reincarnation. You know that, right, Dr. Rao?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, usually I sell it in the shop for 400 crowns, but today I give out 100 pieces for a contribution to the nation. That's all. Yeah, it's good, girl. Yeah, then you have to serve it. So I wish you luck, and maybe you can give a donation to Brenda.
Yeah, of course.
Wonderful.
I don't think you have so much.
Yeah, let's see. What is your subject for study?
I don't know, I would say to you. I paint.
I paint, you're more artist.
Yeah.
What happened so far? Any comments?
Yeah.
He's lying.
Loud!
He's lying. He's calling it Buddhism. Why is he lying? Because it's not that Buddhism.
No, he said ancient Buddhism. He didn't say Buddhism. He said all Buddhism, ancient.
A lot of these clips, I'm getting the impression that people are saying, oh yeah, this is for you. Right from the very beginning. And, you know, I like at the LA airport with a bigger body, and saying more so in this situation, I can't tell you how many complaints of people from that kind of approach that we didn't share with bigger body, that didn't share with him, but I received them later about how they're extremely irate that they met this monk who said they could have it and I sent any money and he took it away. And this just really irates me unbelievably because of all the horrible experience that I have to go through in trying to distribute the book in an honest way, and I have to go through all this stuff from people like this person here, who's just saying, here it is, oh, you 14-year-old kid, you don't have any money, okay, next time. You know, not even saying, would you like to read it? You know, at least say, if you don't want to read it, okay, do you mind if I give it to somebody? To me, this is like, this is horrible. I'm sorry. I think it's absolutely horrible, and all that really feels bad for all the young people trying to distribute books in the future, having to go through decades of dealing with the public with large experiences.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. No, it's right. That's it.
I think this couple of samples here show eloquently what not to do. A lot of it is about what not to do. Twice he took the book back when he really didn't have to. He lost the first sale because he didn't have to. And I suspect he's going to lose this sale.
We'll see later on. Just to comment on Paramesha Prabhu's point, I feel very much the same. That's why I'm showing these clips. Because you have to see what works and what doesn't work. We have to clean up afterwards when people make a mess. And we don't like it. Do you like if people are upset and they're in your face because somebody else mistreated them? No, you don't like it. So then, treat people properly. And that means, tell them what it's about. Tell them that it costs money and be straightforward with them. Now, not to kind of cover it up, but he's from Germany, his English is not very perfect, and he's distributing books in Stockholm. So it's a little bit difficult for him, but nonetheless, the mantra has to be straightforward. The basic stuff has to be there. Correct. Any other points?
Yeah, he did a very nice thing with Lakshmi. She's already trying to give him. So he keeps the conversation so she doesn't think if she should give, how much, or this and that. He just keep the conversation in some other topics while she's giving the money. I think it's very helpful.
Keeps the conversation flowing at the time when she's pulling out the money. Yes, Maji?
You say that never take the book back from her hand, and in this case, in another case, in the both cases,
I said, I don't know why, but I presume that if the person had not enough money, then the devotee has book already back. I don't know if it's his motivation or not, but it's...
Maybe you have to ask him.
Insurance.
Other points?
Yeah, one room for improvement.
Louder.
One room for improvement is that when he approached the boy, he approached him by asking a closed-ended question. He said, do you like to read? It could have very easily been a no. That's not good.
Yes.
In this person and the other business leader before, I noticed a certain control. Like they are trying to constantly talk as if they are trying to keep the other person's mind under control. No, the first book distributor, he was really natural. He didn't give the impression that he was trying to grab us. What do you like to say about that?
It's about personality.
If I was a client, no?
Yeah.
I would feel a little bit like they are trying to check my mind, you know? They are trying to... With the first
mind control.
I would feel comfortable.
Well, mind control is a big topic. We can certainly speak about it. I would just see how it goes and what her reaction is. Because some people People are different. They react differently. Some people can really not deal with that if somebody's forceful or if somebody is very hard on them. But some people, they only respond to that. And if you are kind of hesitant, they will just not stop and not take you seriously. So it's really a fine line. There's not any black and whites here. There's all shades, all colors, all forms. And again, what meets the eye is not always what's really going on. That's a part of what's going on. But there is more to it, what's going on. What counts for me basically is, what's the impression the person is getting? Do you want to share that with the class?
No,
okay. Other points before we see the end of this?
We should understand what the person behind is saying about this.
Oh, okay. You understood now?
That he said that...
Prabhupada is basically very upset, and I'm also very upset, that we have to clean up the mess from a lot of people who do a lot of wrong by saying lies, by misbehaving, by misrepresenting, by burning people out, and then other people have to take the heat. It's just not sensible. It's just a bad thing. It's just distasteful. Sometimes it ruins your entire day. You go out and the first few, 5 people, 10 people you meet, they're burnt. They're charcoal. They're crisp. You know what charcoal tastes like? It's like you take a slice of bread, you put it in the toaster, and you push it down, and then you push it down again, and you push it down again. That's charcoal. It's black. Have you ever tasted people who taste like that?
Yes.
How does it taste?
Horrible.
Huh?
Horrible.
Horrible, yes, exactly.
They're feeling depressed.
They feel depressed, they feel cheated, they feel exploited, they feel very bad. And it makes us feel the same way. Yes. So if you don't want to feel like that, don't make other people feel like that. Yes?
Back in MLA's books, like 2003.
Can you put on the light here in the back, these two, please?
2003, I've seen a lot of books at that time. And in 2003, a lot of people, we were all trained to use these kind of, oh, this is for you, you get one of these. Like that, like you're giving the impression it's free. Like an Indian giver, it's called, American Indian giver. You give something for free, and if they don't give you something back, then you take it back. This would just fry out the people. But you can just do it a lot of books that way. Real successful that way. But Vijay came along and said, sorry, I'm going to give this up. And from now on, you can't give the person the impression that it's free unless you're actually giving it.
Yeah, so very good point. If you're actually ready to give the book for free, then go right ahead and say, this is for you. Everybody gets this. Take it with you. And if you like it, give a donation. If not, then not. I don't care. Then it's okay. But if you want money from them, make it clear right in the beginning.
And we all have to go through this phase of going, oh my God, we can no longer use this Indian giving approach. And now we have to become real sadhus, distribute the books and the strength of the book. And everybody's scores went down. But the people that stuck with it, their scores eventually went up higher. Because they actually were forced to chant really good rounds because you couldn't use that like cheating approach anymore. So I'm just begging everybody here to know that, you know, it's a better way to go by being completely honest in the long run.
Did you all get that?
Scores get higher, you become more of a sadhu, and the public long term.
If you're trying to increase your quality, sometimes your quantity goes down. But that's not bad. It just means you're actually learning how to do it properly. It's just like if you do push-ups. You know what push-ups are? Anybody of you has done sports before?
Yes.
Yeah. If you do sloppy push-ups, you might be able to do 50. If you do them properly, you might be able to do 20 or 25 or 10.
But eventually we all, everybody that is adjusting to this Vijay's system, we all have gotten better, actually, than when we were doing it sloppily. Yeah. We are robots. So
it's a thing of the past. It's what I call, it's like the dinosaurs, you know? Jurassic Park, it's something which belongs into the museum. But we still show it, because it's still, it's not extinct, you know? It's still alive, in some parts, in some people. And it's hard to get out of their system. And that's why we want you to see how it feels just watching. Can you imagine how it feels being in the person's body and having to do this on a daily basis? It's painful.
It's horrible. I know devotees, they've just been doing or chanting lousy rounds or having lousy sadhana or this or that because they're just used to it so much. They can't break out of the rut. It's a rut, it's an addiction. Same thing with the charity line, same thing with the crutches. It's all an addiction. And whether the addiction be drug or be excuses or be mental platform or be sensual platform, it's an addiction. And we should not be addicted because it makes you suffer.
If once in a while the person wants to hear that they're giving money to some bodily charity organization and you tell them, like in America people think, I'm alright, I don't really need it that much, but if it's for a good cause,
then you tell them it's for a good cause, but you don't need to go into the feeding and into the kids and into the India thing. You can just tell them, yes, it's for a good cause. And they're asking, like, this for charity? And you say, yes, sure. And that's all. That's all it takes. But it's a different thing if you take a board with pictures of kids and food distribution and this and that, and you ram that into people's stomachs, and you take a pen and you shove the pen into their nose, and you say, you sign your name here, and you give me $5 or $10, or $5 or $10. You see? You see the difference between the two? Of just telling a person, yes, it's charity, because that's what they want to hear, and it makes them feel good, and doing this type of approach, it's a world of a difference. It all depends.
Yeah, back to our point, this is for you. What if we say, like, not this is for you, but look, today we show this book.
Yes, very good.
But
very good point.
My experience is maybe because of my bad consciousness, I don't know. At the end, they still think it's for free. Although I sent them, we show books, and they say, especially with two people, they both say, "What you said is present." And then I said,
some people, you can say whatever you want. You can have a big sign which says, "Bhagavad Gita for sale, $10. And they will say, "You gave it to me for free. I'm convinced, you know, and now you try to get money. What do you want to do?"
Yeah, what do
you can just laugh. That's all.
So
you can just laugh. Right?
What do you do in this situation?
You just laugh.
And let them go.
It's humorous. It's fun. It's an experience. That's why we go on second. It's ironical. Right? But if it's so sad that it actually becomes, you know, painful, and it's because you have misrepresented or you're misconstrued or you have been sloppy in your presentation, I had to give a few dozen books away for free like that, you know? Because I was trying to be a sharpshooter, and I was trying to give him the book on the run, and they ran. And it's the worst thing to ask them for money when they're already, you know, 4 feet away, and you ask their backsides, you know, you ask their bums whether they can give you some money. It's just stupid.
It's for a donation.
Yeah. I went as a bhakta in Austria, a guy. I was not clear, he took the book, he threw it in his car, slammed the door, walked off. I went to the car, got the book out, thought myself very great. 10 minutes later, the cops came, they took me to the station, they found my mom. Luckily, she wasn't home. I was underage, 15 years old, would have gone to jail. Big stink. You may think I'm right. I'm one of the good guys. God is on my side, right? No. If it's given and the person walks, let them walk. Don't throw knives in their back, you know? Never. Never throw bad words at people. Always say, oh, great, have fun, read it, have a nice time. Leave on a positive note. Next person, you carry on in a positive spirit. Otherwise, you say something negative, next person you meet, you start off negative. Right in the beginning, boom. And from there on, it goes down. And you don't know how far down it can go. I've seen devotees fight. You know, fight. Boxing. Fist fight with people. On a weekly basis. On a daily basis. You may laugh because you're doing this verbally or psychologically. But it can go really low. And you don't want to go there. Because it hurts. You know, it hurts. Yes?
What about the person intentionally takes the book and starts running off to show you who this lawyer or whatever, and happens to me a couple of times, like in good on purpose. They take the book from your hand and they just talk up. I don't know.
We'll deal with a lot of challenging situations tomorrow. Can we deal with that tomorrow? Okay. Other comments before we see him distribute his book?
Is the police coming?
That we're dealing tomorrow. Tomorrow is challenges. All the challenges come tomorrow. Now we just get you a little bit, you know, the taste of that. Yes, yes, yes. First
can you not invite them to the temple if they're not taking books?
You can always invite people to the temple. Unless they're the kind of people you don't want to come to the temple. I have seen devotees misrepresent and distribute books in such a bad way that they didn't want to give the people the address. Because they felt so bad. What if they actually come to the temple and they will find me? Yeah. Have you ever walked down the street and you met a person who bought a book from you a couple of days ago? And they kind of go over to the other side of the street? Or maybe you go over to the other side of the street and you see them. Has it ever happened to you? Never. Good.
I only distributed books on
okay, Mother Vendra.
Just in regards to actually doing that, if you're in a position where you're giving them the books or whatnot, like, is there a way to manage? Like, can you just say no, you're going to let the book distribute? Or is there any way?
Yes, because that's why we made this 5-day course mandatory. Can you speak loud?
Basically, well, if you've got people who want your book distributed, but they're actually doing a disservice by their book distribution, in what way are you stop them or where you draw the line?
Okay, the question is, are there some people who should not be out there distributing books? The answer is yes, definitely. Although it says that everybody should go out and distribute books, I say some people most certainly should not be on the street distributing books. We have made this 5-day course mandatory for all full-time book distributors. It's a GBC law. It's in our law books. We've advertised this course since weeks and months. We had to drag most of you here to take this course. Why? Because we don't value education, because we're too busy doing other things, because we don't have the money, we don't see the point in it, God knows what reason though. If I would have had the chance to take this course 25 years ago, I would have paid $4,000 to take this course. I don't care who taught me this. It would have saved me many years of pain. It would have saved me many tears. It would have saved me a lot of trouble and hardship. And it would have saved a lot of charcoal people. So, but then again, it's a personal thing. You know, how much you actually take from this and how much you actually implement it, it's a personal thing. It's not black and white. It's not because you get a diploma on the wall that now you're certified and now you're one of the good guys and now you're doing it straight. You can always go into shady, you know, and play Slim Shady, and then go back out again and play it straight. It can happen in a flash. And it has happened to all of us. It's a matter of consciousness. It's a matter of catching yourself when you're doing things right. But it's also an internal commitment. It's a determination that I can be better than that. I can do better than that. I can improve. Okay, this exchange was so-so, but the next one is going to be better. Okay, you're out there, you know, stuff is flying, people are moving, it's happening, it's fast, it's loud. Sometimes you say something which is not 100% on the mark. But then improve. Don't think it's okay, it's alright. Prabhupada was not into mediocrity. Prabhupada was not into, you know, good is good enough. Prabhupada was into excellence. When he walked around Mayapur campus with Bhavananda and Chakrataka, he walked around on the main road outside. He saw some sugar cane, you know, which chewed sugar cane on the road. The Prophet said, what is this? This is not supposed to be here. It's supposed to be clean here. That was outside our property. The Prophet was very particular about how he wanted things to be done. So we should strive for excellence. But still in the evening, you know, you have to live with yourself. You have to be able to go to bed and say, okay, you know, I've tried. In some cases, I haven't done so well. In some cases, I've done terribly. In some cases, I've done good. But I try to improve. That's what a Sankirtan devotee is all about. You try to improve on a constant basis. So yes, there are certain people who are mentally unstable, who are psychotic, neurotic, schizophrenic, depressed,
multiple personality disorder, suicidal. You want the whole list? There's a long list. There's a lot of people, they're not stable. We don't want them out distributing books. They can do other services, but they should not be out. Like in every company, the people who are out on the front lines, who do the marketing, who do the customer care, they're the most trained, they're the best dressed, confirmed. They're the most respectable, they've got manners, they got skills, they got panache, they got finesse, they know how to deal with people. You first, you second.
You answer.
To relate, anything related to this?
The Prabhupada said that we should get money for the books because it's not a cheap thing that we're giving for free and people should appreciate the values.
We're not going to talk about money right now here. We're talking about something different. Anything related to this point?
In our country, there is such a person.
In every country, yes. There is a few of them. Sometimes it's the only person that is distributing books.
Exactly.
So then we say all glories to them. Better a blind uncle than no uncle, right?
I don't believe it, because when I went with him...
Sometimes it's the only thing they can do. They can't do anything else. If you try to take that away from them, that's their life. It's the only thing they can do.
But in the same hand, they're leaving such also strange situations behind, simultaneously.
Yeah.
One hand, they're making devotees with peace, sending people to their Sunday peace. But on the other hand, he's also burning other people. He's doing funny things. He's giving...
So then you have to understand that it's a thing of the past. It's a dying race, like the dinosaurs. You know, they're in the museums, or they're here or there, you know. You might find a few specimens still alive. But we should not agree ourselves to become like that. You see, we have to understand, what is our circle of influence? If you're a temple president, if you're a GPC, if you're a sannyasi, if you're a leader, you have a bigger circle of influence. Most of us, our circle of influence is right here. It's us. That's who we can influence. So work on that. Do the best you can. And if you have friends, you have other people, you can try to help them to improve. You give them some feedback. You try to give them some courage. You try to put some damage control, you know, certain people. You just say, okay, look, this is your territory, all right? You just stay in this territory. And in this way, it's contained. It doesn't spread, right? But to just tell them, straight out, no, you can't do this. Usually it's not in our hands. You can bring it up to the authority or to the spiritual master if they're able to deal with it, but most likely they've already given up. They already know that this person is beyond. So we got to make sure that we are not beyond change. Okay, we got 20 minutes left here, and I'd like to actually see him distribute this book. Think he's gonna make it?
Yes.
Should we take bets?
Yes.
You're not sure. Okay, who thinks that she's gonna take the book? Who thinks she's not gonna take the book?
Yeah.
Now, how much money would you put on the line?
Depends how much.
Now, you have to understand one thing.
Yeah.
This is Sweden. You've seen there's only blondes walking around. This is a red hair. You know, she's got red hair. She dyed her hair red. What does that mean? I am different. I am different. I'm not like everybody else. So if you see a person like that, give him a book. She's studying art. Hare Krishna? Okay. No problem. Then you go ahead. You just have to tell me that you need translation. But then it's better you sit together at the same table, then you can do this amongst yourself. Alright? You saw how she reacted when she got the book?
Yeah.
She was excited. She was like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. This aha, you know? When you see this,
it's gold.
It's gold, yes. You strike gold. If you strike gold, then you have to dig, you know? You have to take care of that. So even though Mangalmaya, he's been distributing books since 78, 79. It's been out for 30 years. He's also one of the old timers. You know, a lot of service, a lot of books distributed, a lot of devotees trained. But some of the things, room for improvement. Other things, big heart, you know, big compassion, big determination, real gentle soul. Very admirable. So you can see, you shouldn't be confused. It's not black and white. Krishna consciousness is a chingdibeda-beda tattva. You have to be able to hold two opposing concepts in your mind at the same time. How is it? I want to either say this is bad, or I want to say this is good, right? That's what the mind tells you. It's either on or it's off. And I tell you, it's both. It's so on, you couldn't be more on. And sometimes it's so off, and it's disgusting. So, you know, learn for yourself. But life is like that, and we are like that sometimes, right? Has it ever happened to you that in the same exchange you have some positive and some negative experience? It does, all the time. So that's why it's so nice to see other people do it, because it's less painful than if you have to look into the mirror. So let her get her book, you know, and go home. Maybe we missed the
opportunity. That's good. Creative, huh? So, money doesn't count, mostly with 100, some more, some less.
No, I have 20.
Yeah, you give 20, you give 20. It's okay. Yeah, you have something small to add? Whatever you find, huh?
Okay. No,
students
are.
Yeah. So next time you met you a Krishna, yeah, Hare Krishna, you give him a little more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. You hope the best and God bless you. In case you have questions or inquiries, that's the address from the local temple inside the book. Okay. So.
Thank
yeah.
Thank
have a nice
you.
She said she was funny. You saw what he did? Very good, you know? If people are like, oh, I got that much, you know? Like sometimes people say, oh, I don't have that much money, this, that, the other thing, but you ask back, well, how much is not that much money? Yeah, you can give that, and you can give it a little more. It's okay. So he did that very well. And what else did he do at the end?
No.
And something else, something very special.
He said like, it was like obligation that next time she take book again.
He said, the next time you meet a Hare Krishna, you give him something.
Something more.
And she said, yes.
Give a little more.
And that actually happens. Would you like to meet this lady again a year or two after?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will she give again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She had a positive experience?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. She gave the guy a hug, you know. Can't believe it. So.
You got that?
Prabhupada said we can spend all the money of the world, But unfortunately, you do not give us the money. So sometimes the best thing when situations become a little bit tense is just to make a joke, you know, to kind of, like when people say, oh, so is this a sect, or are you part of a cult, or what's happening here? And the best thing is just to diffuse the situation by, I usually ask them back, well, what do you think? How do I look like? You just ask them a question back. You answer a question with a question. That's usually the easiest approach. Because then they have to start thinking. And you know, nowadays people don't like to think so much. So then they kind of become a little bit contemplative, and then they start to kind of try to suss you out. And then you smile, and then they start to smile. And then you get above that level of argument and of going back and forth, and you come to another level of exchange. Because that's what book distribution is all about. We have to go on a higher level. Not necessarily on the always on the intellectual level, but it all depends. Sometimes you have to be on an emotional level, on an intellectual level, on a spiritual level. Sometimes you have to work on all the levels in order to make it happen. So there is more to the exchange than meets the eye. Today we spoke about basic skills. We spoke about psychology of book distribution. We saw some skits and presentations. We saw a few clips. We saw some things that work, some things that doesn't work. We heard about dinosaurs, about, you know, Jurassic Park, about not trying to imitate others and making mistakes. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you have somebody who's doing books for a very long time, that they necessarily will do it very well. So you have to get educated and know for yourself. There is no stereotypes. Now I know that sounds a little bit bewildering, and it sounds a little bit, you know, confusing to you, because we try to rubber stamp everything and everybody. And we try to think, oh, okay, this is, you know, proper disciple, boom. So therefore, it must be above suspicion. It must be all good, right? Well, it might not. So be aware of that rubber stamping. Prabhupada wanted us to be self-reliant and independently thoughtful. That means you walk with your own legs and you think with your own head. And that's what happens on book distribution. So I'm not trying to tell you what's right and wrong. Because what might appear to be wrong might be right in another circumstance. And what's right in one situation might be wrong in, again, a different circumstance. It's very much time, place, and circumstance. But the general principle is always leave people with a positive impression. Always make them, leave them on a positive note in a favorable atmosphere. Make sure that they're happy. Once the whole exchange has taken place and they come out of your bubble again, don't just drop them. Put them, you know, gently back on their own path. If people say no, don't just turn your back to them and walk away from them. Always deal with people in a nice way. And in this way, you will get the same kind of kindness and you will get the same kind of reciprocation from the people back. Now, today was basic skills, psychology, exchanges. Tomorrow, we're going to deal with challenging situations, special circumstances, etc. We got 10.5 minutes. Any concluding words? You'd like to add something? I think it's a Ekadashi. We're all a little bit tired. Or you're all
maybe doing you can mention the homework.
Oh, yeah. Please go to your student handbooks on page number 31. Approach till follow up. Again, give yourself a rating from 0 to 10. Be honest. You don't have to show this to anybody. How well am I doing? For instance, in approach, how confident am I in approaching people? Do I select the right people? Do people actually stop? Give yourself a mark. So can you please do that for tomorrow? Also, please brush up on your principles and values, also on the aims of book distribution. We skipped over, or we breezed over, some of the topics of psychology of book distribution and basic skills. This is your student handbook. This is your reference material. We expect you to read through this, to keep this, and to go deeper into this on your own time. We're not going to walk you through with baby steps through the whole student handbook. You should do this at your own time. So, if there's no further questions, I'd like to call it a day. Thank you for your patience and your attention. All glory Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's book distribution ki jai. See you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock sharp. Hare Krishna. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna.